On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Back to the program. We are celebrating our 15th anniversary here at cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. I really hope you're enjoying today's program as we're featuring 15-minute long tracks. Coming up this hour, we're going to listen to music from Mark Isham's incredible score to Miracle, that's standing by. We'll also hear James Horner's dramatic music from House of Sand and Fog. And we will hear the glorious finale from Jerry Goldsmith's score to Hoosiers. Coming up a little bit later on the program, we'll hear music from the 1962 film called Mutiny on the Bounty, featuring an incredible score by Bronislaw Kaper. We'll hear a selection from Broken Arrow, composed by Hans Zimmer. We'll hear the glorious finale from E.T. the Extraterrestrial by John Williams. And we'll end off the program with a very special bonus track from the 1994 film Legends of the Fall, featuring original score composed by James Horner. As I said, the first score we're going to present for you comes from the 2004 hockey film Miracle, with original score by Mark Isham. This film tells the true story of Herb Brooks, played by Kurt Russell. He's the player-turned-coach who led the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team to victory over the seemingly invincible Russian squad, and then went on to beat Finland in the final game to win the gold medal. Now, this is a solid hockey film, even though the final act of the Russian-USA game seemed like it was filmed at the local community arena. Besides that, Russell did a solid job in his role as one of the most influential hockey minds to come out of the sport. Now, up until this point, I had never really heard composer Mark Isham to be this bombastic, this epic, and this bold when writing a film score. Now, the album itself is wonderfully put together, featuring four separate suites, featuring different styles and moods. After sitting through the first three suites, I really wasn't prepared for what I was going to hear during the last suite called The Miracle. So one of the best cues I heard in 2004, this film score itself is fantastic all the way straight through. This particular track is perfectly performed and orchestrated, and there is a section in this cue where there's about just a minute of nothing but percussion, and then it leads to the final heroic statement of the main theme, and it just has tingles going up and down your spine, guaranteed. It just ends on a wonderful climax and is one of the best sports scores ever written, and actually made my top 10 list in 2004. And now, here is the final cue from the album Miracle, featuring original score by Mark Isham.
Thank you.
Music from the 2004 hockey film Miracle, with original score composed by Mark Isham. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll come back with the dramatic music from the 2003 film The House of Sand and Fog, with original score by James Horner. We will also listen to Jerry Goldsmith's wonderful finale from another sports-themed film, this time basketball, from the 1986 movie Hoosiers. We'll be right back right after this.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. We're celebrating 15 years of being on the air and being online as well. The show has been off the air, off terrestrial radio, for 10 years, but we have kept the show going online for the past 5 years here at cinematicsound.net. To celebrate this momentous occasion, we're featuring 15-minute-long tracks. The next one we're going to present for you comes from the 2003 film The House of Sand and Fog, with original score by James Horner. The film tells the story of an Iranian immigrant who has spent most of his savings trying to enhance his daughter's chances of a good marriage. Once she's married, he spends the remaining funds on a house at an auction, unwittingly putting himself and his family in the middle of a legal tussle with the house's former owner. What begins as a legal struggle turns into a personal confrontation with tragic results. James Horner scored the film and created a sensitive score for orchestra without brass. Horner here uses almost exclusively woodwinds and long-lined strings. Now, this score is arguably one of the composer's most dramatic. And if you listen to the final 30 minutes of the score, it really is a powerful and emotional journey. The track we're going to play for you pretty much begins this lengthy journey to the end of the film. It's called The Shooting and A Payment for Our Sins. This is music from the 2003 film House of Sand and Fog, original score composed by James Horner.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the 2003 film House of Sand and Fog, with original score composed by James Horner. We have to take one more break this hour. When we return, we will hear Jerry Goldsmith's glorious music from one of the best sports films of all time. It was released in 1986, and it's called Hoosiers, and we'll have that for you right after the break.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Welcome back to our 15th anniversary program. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. The last score we're going to present for you comes from the 1986 basketball movie Hoosiers, and this was the first collaboration between director David Anspaugh and composer Jerry Goldsmith, the second being Rudy, in 1992. For this film, Anspaugh tells the true story, it's actually based on the true story, of a small-town Indiana basketball team that made the state finals in 1954. The score for the film is quite different than Goldsmith's approach to Rudy 7 years later. For Rudy, Goldsmith composed a purely orchestral score. For Hoosiers, Goldsmith goes against the grain and composes a score based around electronics and synthesizers with minimal help from the orchestra. With this approach, Goldsmith succeeded in bringing back the 80s in that 80s sound, even though the score was composed for film in the 1950s. The real cool thing about this score is that Goldsmith sampled bouncing basketballs, and he used that as the drum beat, which is heard throughout the score, which is what makes electronics suitable for this film and for the score. Now, the orchestra plays over top of the synthesizers and electronics, but doesn't really come to the forefront until the finale. This 15-minute cue that we're going to play for you covers the film's finale, as the Hickory High School basketball team competes in the state final. And this piece starts off very slowly as we get into the game and propels forward as it covers the drama and excitement of this final match before the main theme explodes in this glorious orchestral statement of the main theme as the winning basket goes in. And Goldsmith from there lays on the orchestra, lays on the emotions, and composes one of his finest cues of his career. And then as the piece ends, it ends with this sparkle of electronics. It's just so good. As the piece starts off slowly and quietly and ends the exact same way, even though there is a heightened sense of drama throughout the middle portions of the cue. It's just incredibly constructed and works phenomenally in the film. The film's fantastic, too. And now, music from Hoosiers, which is also known as Best Shot outside of the U.S. and Canada, with music composed by Jerry Goldsmith. This is the track called The Finals.